What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. Dr. Rebecca Carlin.
Do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer to teach people how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and doing everything based on a history. So if you want to learn how to reverse your diseases or your pets, please call me at the number on my website if you would like to learn how I do consults. I ask each of you to consider the information I give using your own God-given common sense to discern the truth for yourself. I love to answer your questions, so please feel free to call in toll free to 877-270-8714 in the United States or 888-228-4494 in Canada if you'd like to ask a question on the air. It is fine if you use only your first name and all shows are archived. Every week I will answer the question, What Ails America, with a different response, as well as share the good news of what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. If you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. But be uplifted, as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, and through www.maria.net, and Maria Heller is going to be a guest on our show today. And once we are able to wake up and realize what's going on, we will be able to take care of business. Okay, so to begin the show, I would like to bring on a caller that's on the line to explain why I did not appear at the Pennsylvania Natural Living Conference, and then we're going to get on to our guest, Maria Heller. Is Granny Earth on the line?
Yes, I am, Dr. Carly.
Okay, Granny, please speak up.
Okay.
Okay, Granny Earth is a naturopath who was supposed to appear, be a guest speaker at the Pennsylvania Natural Living Conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, last weekend, as was I. And Granny, could you please tell the listeners why you did not show up? Because when you told me why you were not showing up, I did not show up. And this is very important for people to realize the infiltration that's occurred on many levels, because Granny and I are going to be doing a show 2 weeks from tonight where we're going to get into more of this aspect of the disinformation, as well as Granny Earth's two books that she's published. But Granny, could you please tell us, how did you, you know, come to not show up at the Pennsylvania Natural Living Conference? What did you learn as to who was promoting the conference?
Well, for several months I had noticed gross dysfunction within the organization who was promoting PANLA, and that would be the American Healthcare Group Incorporated and Pathways to Wellness. They're located in Pittsburgh. And I kind of overlooked all those little glitches, kept working our way through it, having patience. And then on July 13th, I just got into their website, and I clicked and I clicked, and lo and behold, it led me to their schedule of events were for fall of 2007, they were having some kind of a get-together, and at the bottom it said, flu shots available.
Red flag, red flag.
And then I start investigating further and reading better, and then I came up with, they're into business services in for hospitals and physicians and quote-unquote healthcare facilities and service providers, and they try to come off with a spin that they're into natural health, and they use words like health, wellness and healthcare. And I think to your average person, maybe your average person wouldn't pick up the underlying truth of what they do. But we're not average. I'm led, I'm guided, and there it was. And so the next day I got off my resignation letter.
And you also sent me a copy of that, and I'm very grateful to you.
Right, I didn't send it to you right away. I wasn't too sure. I just didn't know what to do. And then a couple people suggested you, and somebody else suggested you, and I thought, well, why not? What would it hurt?
Well, Granny, I'm sure that your higher self told you, let's consider this. The promoters of the conference are promoting vaccine clinics, and the keynote speaker for the conference is talking about inoculations, the true weapons of mass destruction. Is there a hypocrisy here? And the answer was yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
And you did what you did, and I'm very grateful to you. And not only that, but as you continued your due diligence and you found out that this minion, I have so many papers in front of me here, let's see. The medical advisor to this AHD promoter group is actually got a history with military intelligence.
Well, that's what his, what do you call it? His
resume?
Curriculum vitae showed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's online.
Red flag.
And
red flag.
I don't really know what I'm looking for when I go looking, but I am guided, directed, and protected by divine light.
Yes.
Okay.
And your light.
So the worst thing that's happened to me so far is this flat tire, and we got that fixed, and thank God nothing else has happened. But sometimes when we step out for the truth, sometimes there's repercussions. But I've had a fantastic amount of support through all my email buddies, and because you resign, I thought, wow, I was thrilled that you resigned.
Granny, this is my life, is doing the right thing. And I want to mention the name of this minion, Joseph Maroon. And we will be talking about this, folks, 2 weeks from tonight. Granny Earth is going to be doing a show with me, talking not only about more details of what she's uncovered, but also her work. She's a naturopath, and she's written two beautiful books about things that you can do to make yourself healthy. But, you see, the light shines, and the light protects all of us. And I'm very grateful to you for keeping me from going to Pittsburgh, because if Dr. Maroon, Mr. Military Intelligence, and I had met, I think maybe I would have had more than a flat tire.
Yes.
So, God bless you, and thank you.
Okay,
for
we
what
done
you
now?
Did.
Until 2 weeks from now, is that right?
That's right. 2 weeks from tonight? Because in the
you
sent me your wonderful books, and I'm going to be reading them. I will have them read by 2 weeks from tonight, and we'll be discussing them, as well as I want to go more into this aspect of what's going on.
Okay.
Because now I'm going to bring on our guest, Maria Heller, one of my favorite people on this earth, who also, and this is a little segue that I have here, has sent me an email about Dr. Andrew Weil. Now, many of you may know about Dr. Andrew Weil. He's somebody that's on mainstream TV talking about herbs, and he's got all kinds of books out there about natural healing. But Dr. Andrew Weil has written an article for the American Association of Retired Persons this past month where he's promoting vaccinations and actually suggesting that people get the vaccinations and claiming that he and his family all get vaccinations. Now, let me just mention that after I got this email from Maria, I sent Dr. Weil an invitation to be on this show, and just today I got a response from one of his minions telling me that he's too busy. What a surprise. So what people have to realize is there's so many levels of disinformation out there. The people are trying to make us believe that they're promoting health, and so many people have sold out. And, you know, like Andrew Weil, you can promote all the herbs you want. You can talk about herbs till the cows come home. But if you're going to promote vaccines, inoculations with disease, you're not going to be promoting health. You're going to be promoting disease, and you can take all the herbs you want, but nobody's ever going to get better. So let me now bring on our guest, Maria Heller. Maria Heller has a very important show. She's been on the air for, I believe it's 8 years, on Maria.net. I'm a regular guest on Maria's show. She has very important guests that speak the truth on her show. Maria is a celebrity of the Internet with her smash webcast, heard in over 60 countries, hosting top authors, environmentalists, humanitarians, and alternative doctors. Now in its 8th year, it's the number one show of its kind worldwide, nominated for the 2001 Peabody Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Maria is the founder of the Universal Wheel in Phoenix, Arizona, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things. She's also a fine watercolorist, having a one-woman show in Soho, New York, in 1988, and being listed in the Encyclopedia of Living Artists in America. Maria's work is in international collections, and as an accomplished writer, she is widely published and written about. Her naturally intuitive gifts have led her to an international clientele. She taps into the universal wealth of information and has shown many the way to personal and financial success. Maria has her own unique consultation business in Phoenix, Arizona, and has referred to her consultations as spiritual therapy. And I must give her a personal recommendation due to a devastating situation that I recently encountered based on somebody that I believed in who was leading me down the wrong road. And Maria helped me to overcome the devastation that caused me. She teaches metaphysics and motivational techniques. Many of her students have gone on to making metaphysics their life work. She's a Reiki master and also includes a lot of healing techniques in her workshops and consultations. She's also an ordained minister with a doctorate in religion through ULC in Modesto, California. She's taught successful living concepts from New York to Arizona, the Caribbean to Europe. She was the first person ever accepted to teach the medicine wheel in Native American healing, as she coined it, at Scottsdale Community College. She also taught the universal wheel at Scottsdale Community College and has lectured at Ottawa University, Phoenix, Arizona, Barnes & Noble Bookstores, the Federal Penitentiary, Phoenix, the Phoenician Resort in Scottsdale, Treasure Island in Las Vegas, the Borders Books in Maui, and more. She's extremely well-received no matter where she presents. Her accolades continue, but I want to also just mention that she's going to be one of the main speakers at the 11th Hour Conference in November in Mexico, a conference that's very important, 11-11, that's a very important number for any of you that are tuned in, that are listening. And there's going to be a lot of important speakers there. So I encourage you to go to the 11th Hour Conference website and check that out. And with more love than I can possibly transmit, I would like to bring on Maria Heller. Hi there.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I was re-listening to that and say, wow, did I do all those things?
Yes, you did, sister. You are such a healer. And the amazing thing is that on Maria's shows, she interviews other people such as myself. She never talks about herself. And Maria is such an amazing healer. As a matter of fact, I had the extreme gift last month of being her sister's birthday gift. It's a long story how that worked out, but one of her sister's friends, who is also a client of mine, brought me down to Florida for her sister's birthday party. This is the first time that I ever met Maria and her family in person. And as it turned out, I had an extreme problem. When I came there, I had injured one of my joints. That's a long story how that worked out. But Maria and one of my clients actually did Reiki on me, and it's amazing how I felt better. Now, I've had Reiki before, and I know that Reiki works, but you see, there's a lot of people that think this is quackery. And so I wanted to have Maria on the show tonight to talk about what she does and to highlight her spiritual gifts and her healing abilities, because this is something that even her listeners don't know about. And we want to especially talk tonight about Reiki and the medicine wheel. And if you could, enlighten our listeners as to what is Reiki, what is the medicine wheel, and how does that help healing?
Well, okay. That's a lot. Well, first of all, thank you for that wonderful, loving introduction. And for your listeners, they can check out, I have articles on Reiki, articles on the Universal Wheel at mariaheller.com, M-E-R-I-A, heller.com, which they can link to through my radio site, which is mariaheria.net. Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there, as you know, Dr. Carly, that claim a lot of things.
Yes.
But when push comes to shove, it's more, you know, BS than it is poetry. And, you know, having been a Reiki master for over a decade and being an avid reader, of course, I've read millions of Reiki books that are, you know, 300-400 pages long. Some people teach in classes until the cows come home. So people have made themselves quite rich over Reiki, which I will explain to your audience what that is, and put together a lot of mumbo-jumbo in their books. So I recently came out with everything I know about Reiki and deliberately put it in a book that's 22 pages long.
Wow.
So if you're reading something about Reiki that's more than 22 pages long, well, then you are part of the sheeple. And I think that you, of course, know that I cover a lot of political and environmental issues on my show.
Yes.
However, you know, I've been a metaphysician and teaching metaphysics for 30 years. And, you know, I can always spot the phonies and the lies and the stretched-out truths in a lot of different so-called New Age modalities that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, here in Arizona, when I first got here, it seemed like every other person I met was a Reiki master or a Reiki practitioner, so I thought it was all BS. Luckily, I got attuned myself and saw the difference. But there's so much garbage out there, no different than what you were talking about earlier with Granny Earth, that it's hard for people to really get clear on what these practices are. And if it comes across as confusing as most religions, then most people are going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because they really eliminate a wonderful healing ray that could help them and help people they love.
Yeah.
So I guess the best place to start is, what is Reiki?
Yeah.
Reiki is actually a universal healing ray. It comes in the same as a radio wave or a microwave. It's not the typical life force that everybody has, ki energy, that, you know, just motors your body about. Reiki is actually a specific ray for universal healing, and to be able to channel that through a Reiki practitioner into your client or your patient, whatever you want to call it. You have to be attuned by a real Reiki master to have Reiki.
And what does that mean, attunement?
Well, there are specific, there's a specific ritual and initiation that has to happen. There are certain symbols that Reiki works with that actually have to be programmed into your etheric body to work.
Mm-hmm.
I have redone many a supposed Reiki master students because they came to me and said they didn't feel like they had Reiki.
Mm.
So it's not a big convoluted thing, but it has to be done by someone you trust and someone that you know is capable of actually programming you to receive that healing ray.
And someone who is of the light.
Well, there you have it.
And I'm stepping out on a limb because I have a lot of quote-unquote religious people that listen to this show. And if you could just enlighten our religious listeners as to what metaphysics is. Let's just step back a little bit because I'm getting myself into a quagmire by doing this show, but I must do it because it's time for people to wake up on these levels as to what the healing things are out there. So if you could just explain about metaphysics, because you had mentioned that before.
Well, metaphysic, the word itself means out of the scientific realm, something that can't be explained. Doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It's just something that science hasn't paid any attention to.
There you go.
You know, science has spent a lot of money and time on vaccines, but they haven't spent any money and time on natural healing or hands-on healing.
Right.
And if you have listeners in your audience that are religious, then they might be familiar with hands-on healing.
Yes.
And Reiki is basically one step above hands-on healing.
Thank you. That's very important for people to realize because I'm not here trying to get people to change their beliefs, although there's a lie in the middle of the word belief, and I'm not even going to go down that road right now, but people have to understand that they've been lied to about so many things. And there's even many different religious communities that have healing ceremonies and have hands-on healing. And that's what I'm trying to get them to realize, that there's higher levels of healing that they can seek out if they're so inclined. But they have to be free from the dogma that they've been exposed to in order to do that.
Well, if there are people out there that are Christian listening to the show, then they have to be fully aware that Jesus himself was a natural healer. All Jesus had to do was touch people to heal them. Sometimes all they had to do was touch his clothes to get healed. And Jesus did say, the littlest one amongst you can do what I do. He didn't separate himself from the flock. It was religion that separated Jesus from the people.
Yes.
But Jesus always encouraged people to do what he did and said, you can all do what I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of supposition that Jesus himself was a Reiki master. Well, he had a lot of missing ears there. You got to look at where was this guy. You know, he was studying with the Essenes. He was learning magic. He was learning the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt that he was learning Reiki, because Reiki is not new.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to try to let go of whatever your programming is, whatever you presuppose is real, and understand that, you know, most Christian religions tout Jesus Christ as the greatest healer that ever lived, who admitted that whatever he does, we could do.
Yes.
So it's not blasphemy and it's not ego, it's what he said.
And I'm so glad that you're saying that because, like I said, I'm not out here to cause a problem with people that are, you know, practicing various religions. This is something I run into all the time with my clients. I do a spiritual history. I have people with clients that are, you know, believers of various religions. The main thing that I want to concentrate on is that people realize that there is a higher force, a higher being, a creator, a source, God, whatever you want to call it, because disease is very much a part of us in terms of our spiritual well-being. Disease starts on the energy level, and if there's spiritual problems that are involved in any person, this is certainly going to be a roadblock for them as far as healing goes. And that's why I just encourage people to open up their minds and listen to what Marie has to say, because I have experienced this myself. I will now state on the record, I've also studied Reiki. I don't do Reiki myself. I have studied it. I know how to do it, and I have learned how it's done. And it's basically what she said in terms of bringing in the healing force of the one, of the source, of the all, just like Jesus did. And this is a very important thing for people to get involved with. As a matter of fact, a very good friend of ours that recently had a litter of kittens that was brought into the world, and there was all kinds of problems that occurred with these kittens because she was not present when they were born. She actually saved all of the kittens but one, and she did so with Reiki. And this is something that people have to understand. There's all kinds of healing that's necessary. We have to heal ourselves on the physical, on the emotional, on the spiritual levels, because there's so many things that are being done to us by the dark side, the powers that be, not to instill fear, but just to realize there's others that don't want you to do well. But you have to open up yourself to these different things that are available. And once you do, you will be able to clear yourself of all kinds of symptoms. And it's such a gift. And I experienced this myself in Florida last month when you did Reiki on me, along with this friend of ours who has all these kittens that she did Reiki on. It's amazing what can be done. And this is a gift. And we have to all understand that these gifts of healing are available to all of us.
Absolutely.
We all have this ability. As a matter of fact, Maria, don't you give classes to people in terms of learning?
Well, actually, yes, I do. But when it comes to Reiki, I prefer to work one-on-one with my students.
Okay.
And what I do is when I do give them their initiation into Reiki, and there's three separate levels of it,
mm-hmm.
I always make sure I do it within my medicine wheel. And I'm sure that a lot of your listeners don't know what a medicine wheel is.
Well, it's time for them to find out.
Well, after having been raised in an extremely oppressive religion as a child, and being forced to pretty much memorize the Bible, I did, as a young adult, try to look at different religions to see if any of them would make any sense to me. And I probably went on a 10-year journey trying to find something that would make sense with the basic Bible knowledge that I had. What I found was none of them made sense because they all forgot the three words in the Bible that says God is love. I couldn't buy into, you know, the apocalypse or one group of people being God's people and everybody else condemned to hell.
Right.
So nothing really made sense to me. And then through some synchronistic happenings in 1988, I met a man called Sun Bear. And Sun Bear was an Ojibwa Indian. He has great books out. He's no longer on the planet, but he's probably got at least 10 books out. And I went to meet with him. He was giving a 3-day seminar in upstate New York. When I saw him, and we created a medicine wheel, which is basically a circle of stones that respects all directions and the Creator and every living thing, my whole body just started vibrating. And everything that he showed me and everything that the medicine wheel stood for resonated with me. And to me, it felt as if I had come home. Because the language of the medicine wheel is, we're all one. Every living thing depends on every other living thing. And there should be no hatred, prejudice, or separation of people because of their color, their nationality, their sexuality, or their race. But we have to realize that we're interdependent on each human on the planet, as well as the plants, the minerals, and the animals.
Yes.
So it's a very, very needed today, because we really do need to get back to worrying about 7 generations after us, which I think we've totally lost, especially here in the United States.
But could you tell our listeners in more detail what the 4 aspects of the medicine wheel are, because it's such common sense that may open up some eyes.
Well, the medicine wheel, traditional medicine wheels, and a lot of people mistakenly believe that the medicine wheel is a Native American symbol. It was repopularized in America in the 1970s by Sun Bear and Jaime O. Storm. However, the wheel itself goes back to ancient civilizations. You know, you can connect the I Ching to it. You can connect ancient Egypt, you know, ancient China. They all worked with some form of a wheel, a mandala, a labyrinth, whatever it is that they call it. Even crop circles are a form of a medicine wheel. And traditional native medicine wheels would honor either 4 or 6 directions. the four being north, south, east, and west, and six being the creator, the planet, and then north, south, east, and west. But when you look at it in a practical application, which is why I had developed the Universal Wheel, which is not Native American, which is open to everybody, regardless of their religion, their sexuality, or anything else, it really talks about the four periods of your life. You know, the east meaning your infancy, you move to the south, which is your young adulthood, your west, which is when you're a crone and it's time to give back, teach the younger generations, and the north for when you're in your golden years and sharing that information and getting ready to transition into spirit. But all along the way, it's a teaching because the universal wheel isn't made for you. You have to build it yourself. And you do that through learning knowledge of different races, different people, different animals, doing environmental work. Whenever you do something good for yourself, someone else, or the planet, you get to start building an outer wheel on that circle. And it's a reminder of how far you are coming in your own evolution, your own spiritual, emotional, physical development. So it really is a tool more than it is something pretty to look at. It's really a reminder to yourself of how you're living your life. Are you living your life in a sacred manner every day?
This is so important what you're saying. And in our many discussions, I've realized that that is the key, to live your life in a sacred manner, no matter what the dark shirts are doing, no matter what conspiracies you're learning about, because their goal is to fill us with fear. We have to understand that there's a higher plan and that the light wins out in the end. So we have nothing to fear. We just have to do what our own mission is on this earth, and that is our goal is to do that. And that's so important what you're saying. Could you please explain to the listeners, if somebody consulted you as to how to build their own wheel, how would you go about that? How would you help them do that?
Well, and the way that I simplified it was probably a decade ago. I did a full-length motion picture, an instructional video on how to build your wheel. And then a few years back, I put together a book, Reinventing the Wheel, the Universal Wheel Tool of Global Unity, which is available through my website.
And please mention your website again.
It's maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And
I highly recommend people go there.
Not only will the book give them the history of the wheel and what the meanings of each position on the wheel is, but it also has a glossary of hundreds of animals, minerals, and plants, and where they are on the earth today, what our benefits are from them, and what their new spiritually evolved message is. A lot of times people will ask me, and I laughed, almost laughed, when you mentioned that I spoke at the federal penitentiary. I was on someone else's radio show years ago, and some Native Americans that have a spiritual group within the federal penitentiary here in Arizona had heard me on this late-night talk show, and they had their warden get in touch with me to ask if I would come to the prison and teach them the medicine wheel. And I thought to myself, how ironic that an Italian-American woman from Brooklyn is being asked to teach a Native American group of prisoners something that should be second nature to them.
But that shows that they realize that they have been led down the wrong path.
Well, they've all been proselytized and their spirituality beaten out of them. But, you know,
yes,
we could do a whole show on that
route,
some other
yes.
time. But what was interesting is there was a Native man that came up to me and said, you know, I've been dreaming a lot about the turtle, and I don't know what that means. And, you know, the fact that I had to tell him what it meant just flipped me out. But when I looked around to see what was written and what was available, I realized that everything we had was as antiquated as most of the religious books on this planet that were written, you know, a million years ago. And when I put the book together with new meanings, new spiritual meanings for plants, minerals, and animals, I just knew that it was right.
And what's the book? What's the book?
The book is Reinventing the Wheel.
And I have a particular interest in the turtle, so if you could just tell the listeners, what is the significance of the turtle?
Well, First of all, I can tell you one of my spirit guide's name happens to be Little Turtle, who was a chief, an Indian chief in Miami, so maybe you connect to him that way. But Native Americans have often referred to the turtle as Mother Earth or the United States because she carries us on her back. She's our home. You look at that, and a turtle, of course, takes everything they need with them. You know, they're like a little mobile home all unto themselves. But when I looked through, so many, what comes to mind is Jamie Sams. She had put out a great deck of cards many years ago called the Medicine Cards. But I also was noticing a lot of those meanings were antiquated because I said, if we're evolving, doesn't it stand to reason that the animals, minerals, and plants are also evolving and that their message evolves? So looking in my own book, because there's too many things in there for me to remember, the modern lesson of the turtle is self-sufficiency, the ability to live within the system without necessarily being a part of it. This means being self-supporting without dependency upon others. If you're working towards self-sufficiency, let the turtle pave the way. And I would say that probably fits you to a T.
Well, it doesn't just fit me to a T. It fits everybody to a T because as all world events are unfolding and they're, basically telling us that, bad days are coming. You need to equip yourself with all kinds of energy technologies and food technologies and stocking up on things that are going to enable yourself to survive whatever may come down the pike. And that's very important. But it's just so amazing that the American Indians themselves have had to turn to you to, enlighten them as to their beliefs from many years back.
Right. But the turtle's always been an important part for a lot of Native American tribes.
Yeah.
But, the turtle's just one example because there's so much. Sometimes people just, for whatever reason, they're drawn to a specific plant or, I saw this crystal or this stone, and it was like calling to me. I don't know what it means, what's it supposed to mean, but I know I don't want to be without it. When I wrote this book, I always envisioned it as the Bible for the next generation because I really don't know whether most people today can really appreciate what's in this book or are ready for it. It's not to say that it's not available or people haven't bought it or used it, but I was specifically told not to put a barcode on this book and that it shouldn't have the mark of the beast on it. So it's not available in bookstores where my Reiki book would be.
Well, let me, that's very important what you're mentioning. How is the book available? You pretty much said that, but please mention that again. And why is that fact, something that people should realize? The whole barcode thing. What is that doing to everything, all the information that people are accounting their lives on? Please do,
The book, this particular book, well, all my books are available through my website, but this particular book will never be in bookstores because the barcode is truly the sign of the beast, which Sun Bear warned us about 30 years ago. And I didn't want to pollute something this pure with the sign of darkness. There is no better way to put it. Instead of putting barcode stamps on all our necks, they're going to come up, they've come up with the RFID chip,
yes,
which they think, they'll sell to us as something good for us. If anybody thinks getting chipped is good for them, they haven't been paying attention. We live on a planet where they want to control our every move, our every thought, everything we ingest, everything we read. Every pill we have to take has to come from them.
Yes.
And people need to really be aware that if they're waiting for Armageddon or they're waiting for, 666 or whatever to come, it's already here.
Yes.
To me, the things you mentioned before that are, good for us, natural healing and the things to stock up on for where the planet's going, the most important thing is to develop your spiritual muscle. Because
yes.
your spiritual muscle will take you through days where there is no food and there is no water.
Yes.
Anybody's religious book will speak of these fantastical stories, whether it was the tribe of Israel going through the desert for 40 years without water, without food, whether it was Jesus in his 40 days, 40 nights facing the devil without water, without food. Well, if those stories were true, then the only thing that kept them alive was their spiritual muscle.
Yeah, and all I can say is I totally agree with everything you're saying, and it's very important for the listeners to understand that this is something they have to break out of their thought forms that they've been indoctrinated with, all the dogma, and to understand that this is something very important for them to have to realize is that, you know, maybe they're not being told the truth by their pastors, priests, or whatever, that they have to go to a higher level. They have to continue to enlighten themselves with the truth. And then perhaps go back to those people and ask them the hard questions as to whether or not this is not the truth.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a problem with these facts that you're talking about. And this is very upsetting to me. I've been looking for many years for a pastor or priest to back me up in terms of the inoculations being a, you know, problem, being a actual deception to the people, being a deception to their very genetic structure.
Uh-huh.
And I've not had a very great deal of success in finding those individuals. And you eventually realize that there's not a lot of people that have the courage to step out of the box as you have. And I take my hat off to you that you have had courage to do so and to have many people on your show to talk about all these different things. Because it's not about fear. It's about realization, it's about truth, it's about realizing the facts and doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have to be afraid, we just have to go to the higher forces, those within us that have been there from day one to heal ourselves, and that has to happen on the physical, emotional, spiritual level. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Even the good book says, you know, if you get all the world's riches and end up losing your soul, what good is it?
Yeah.
You know, and I think people read these scriptures, but they don't really read the scripture. They don't really get it. You know, they will listen to whatever they're told to listen to, whether it makes sense or not. You know, there's a native expression, and I'll attribute it to Sun Bear. I believe he's the one that said it. He said, if each and every one of us realized what walks alongside us every minute of our lives, we would fear nothing. And if you look at most religions, it's all about fear. Politics,
yes.
The news, the media, it's all about fear. We live in a fear-controlled world, and yet they wonder why, you know, out of 300 million Americans, there's 190 million prescriptions for antidepressants every year.
Right.
You know, it's who's benefiting, who's making the money, who stands to gain when they hold people back from having the time to actually work their real spirituality.
Yes.
You know, this planet has been run by greed for a very long time. It won't last much longer.
It's on its way out. And how does the spirituality of the medicine wheel and Reiki help us lose the fear?
Well, Reiki is one of those things that once you get your attunement, your spiritual know-how starts to develop by itself. It's not as though you have to read books or you have to practice certain things or meditate for 18 hours straight, et cetera, et cetera. The energy vibration itself makes you see much clearer than a regular mortal walking around without the Reiki energy. So your spiritual vision starts to grow. If you put that together, or even singularly work within a medicine wheel, you become almost untouchable because the earth actually will begin to talk to you. I mean, each and every one of us are children of this planet as long as our bodies are on this planet. And the mother, being the earth, she's always happy to listen to our tale of woe and take our pain and give us some rejuvenating energy. And, you know, the more you work with your own medicine wheel, the more the wheel will start to teach you. And then it just sort of has a life of its own. But you'll have a great place to start your day every morning if you like to start your day with a prayer or some sort of saying. And a great place to meditate, to pray, to heal, to just sit quietly and appreciate the planet. I think that we've been taught to fear nature. And that's part of a control mechanism to keep us dependent on our political forms to take care of us. And as you know, they don't take care of us. The only thing I'm convinced our government will ever do for us is kill us all.
Yes. Genocide is the plan. And that's the main thing that I'm trying to make people realize. This show is called What's Ailing America, but I'm going to be doing many shows about what's healing America, and this is a prime example of what's healing America, is to realize that you have the power to heal yourself. As a matter of fact, on the spiritual level, we can heal ourselves of any problem, but most people have too much fear in themselves to do that. So they need all kinds of other things, you know, vitamin supplements and other things that I suggest to people. To help them heal, and it's not that's not necessary, because if you can detoxify yourself and bring yourself up to a higher vibrational level, then you're actually going to be open to realizing what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it is important. The spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the physical, all of it is involved in healing. And that's what we have to do, is help people realize how to heal themselves. Because once they heal themselves, they will have the strength to open their eyes and realize that perhaps the powers that be are not telling them the truth and are sending them down the wrong path, and it's mostly based in fear. And I've had so many calls over the last few days even of different people that are doing shows talking about all the things that are going on and trying to scare people. And what I tell people is that if the person that's talking does not have a solution, they are a disinformer. They are just basically infiltrating you with further fear, because the fear is a very big assault to your emotional body, to your physical body, etc. We can heal ourselves. And once we heal ourselves, we can heal the planet. And once we heal the planet, we will have peace. This is a done deal. It's actually already done. I'm sure that you will agree with that. Do you agree with that?
Well, we're working on it. You know, peace starts with each individual. You know, in order to have world peace, everybody listening to this call has to make sure they have peace in their life.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter how crazy mass consciousness creates the chaos out there. Once you have inner peace, peace is like happiness. It's like love. It happens inside you. It doesn't happen out there. Once you're really living a life of peace, it becomes contagious. You know, that's why a lot of people started putting signs in their windows and on their cars just saying, imagine peace. You know, instead of the fear that we get bombarded with, you know, all day long. But, you know, people that want to listen to their religions, you know, well, doesn't your religion tell you the whole world lies within the power of the wicked ones? You know, that's pretty clear to me. You know, that doesn't mean it has to be your choice. You know, I've often said if everybody had a medicine wheel in their backyard, the world would be a happy place. And, you know, it's really about reconnecting to who we are. You know, people think that we're humans trying to have a spiritual experience, but we're not. We're spirit beings going through a human experience.
Yeah.
And by losing that thought and losing that connection, you lose all the magic of the holy books. You know, there was so much magic just in the Bible alone. You know, dismembered hands writing on the wall, Jesus flying off to heaven, you know. David, you know, going out of body, getting dream work, coming back, giving those answers, saving, saving Egypt from famine. You have to look at that as either it was a lot of magic, it was metaphysics, or everybody was doing drugs. Okay? So it's like, well, how else can you explain the things that ordinary humans were able to do then? So are we devolving or are we falling away from our connection to spirit and to the planet? And I think it's been deliberate.
Yes, I think it's been deliberate as well. And that's very important for people to realize is that their religious connections, their institutions, they have deliberately put them on this path of fear. And it's Armageddon, and we're getting ready to have all these bad things happen.
Well, maybe. People ask me about Armageddon. I always remember what my mother used to say about it. She'd say, Armageddon the hell out of here. That was her answer to that. So whatever it is you project in your mind is what you're going to draw to yourself. That's why so many people die in fear and feeling that God has forsaken them. Because they're so wrapped up in the fear. And you know, we have an administration now of religious zealots that are out of their minds. Yes. Who say their God said to invade two innocent countries. Well, that's not my God. You know, the Bible said God is love. That's not love. And, you know, these people don't care about the environment or anything else because they're pushing for Armageddon. They want their rapture. You know, so you could see the damage that happens when people misinterpret or twist what their great spiritual teachers had taught.
Yes. And what would you say rapture is? Because that's something very important. That's
well, their idea of rapture is, I guess, some big angels coming down, putting their wings around them, them and 144,000 other special people, and taking them up to heaven and locking them in a room where they'll be there all by themselves and everybody else will just burn for eternity in hell. That's not a God of love. That is a God man-made in his own image.
Right. That's very important. And that is something I'm hoping all the listeners will realize and start to think about, this whole idea of what's going on with our government as we're having all of our rights taken away from us.
Right. Our rights are taken away by the religious right, which I like to call the religious wrong.
Yeah.
And all in the name of fear and for our safety. But we aren't safe. Safety, like everything else, exists within you. Remember that old expression, you know, home is where you hang your hat? Well, safety is wherever you are, what's going on inside you.
So what would you do if you were the listeners in terms of getting peace in their own personal souls and getting healing, because it has to be done on all levels? What would you suggest to the listeners to do?
Well, it would be the same suggestion I give my clients. If you're religious, work your religion harder. Mm-hmm. If you're not religious, get into some sort of spiritual program, whether it's meditation, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. Of course, I recommend everybody work with you because you truly are a miracle worker. You know, you've helped me, you've helped my family, so many people that I've referred to you. You know, Sun Bear used to say, when you're sick, try everything. Sooner or later, you're going to get lucky. So I totally agree with him. But, you know, if your listeners can actually think in terms of something as simple as a little circle of rocks on the ground, or, you know, a little portable circle of whatever, it could be lentils for all I care, to remind them of their connection, not just to the earth, but to powerful spirit beings, whether they believe they're angels or guides, it doesn't really matter. They can really start to be happy and unwind all the psychosis that's plugged into us 24 hours a day. So, of course, I recommend they get my book. I recommend they listen to my show. It's not always just about politics. I consider it life-saving information.
Yeah.
Eat the cleanest food you can find. Drink the cleanest water you can drink. You know, don't use prescription drugs. I tell people just say no to legal drugs. You know, you have to always figure out that you are indeed, bottom line, responsible for your own health and safety. And if you can throw in a little prayer and meditation with that, I think you'd be a very well-balanced person.
Yes. And if they are indoctrinated with different dogma from different religions, how can they, you know, balance themselves and remove themselves from their dogma?
Well, I think two films I would recommend. One is free. They can get to it online at www.zeitgeist.com, Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T.com. And then they can rent another film called The God That Wasn't There. You know, there's a lot of great writers out there. I think one of them is either Daniel or David Price. There are good people on the planet trying to wake us up from the coma that we've had forced upon us. You're going to have to just say, okay, I'm going to stand in trust and do a little investigative work for myself. What if these women are right? You really, you have nothing to lose except, you know, a few hours. And like I said, Zeitgeist is free. It's online. It's a full-length movie, and it's excellent.
Okay, and we're running out of time. If you could just give our listeners your website. And I highly recommend all of you to listen to her shows, because Maria has the same goal as I do, to elevate the consciousness of the planet and to heal the world through healing.
Well, thank you. Yes, my website is MeriaMeria.net. My spiritual website is MariaHeller.com. And I just want you to know, Dr. Carly, I'm getting lots of compliments on my screen. A great interview with Dr. Carly. Say hello to her for me. I love you talking about this. I love listening to this. Great job. Just thought I'd let you know.
Maria, you are my sister. I love you, and you have helped me. I may have helped you, but you helped me on many other levels.
Well, and I'll always be there for you. You know that.
And we have to help each other.
That's what love is. Love means doing what we do at all costs, and
yes.
And no, and believe me, no big bonuses to us on this side of life.
Yes.
And this is the love show. Your audience needs to know you do what you do because of love, and I do what I do coming from love. That's the way it is.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Giving you a big hug, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.